This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants. Well, they need to finish up that farm bill work and get that vaccine bank in place. So say the leaders of animal agriculture. They continue to lobby, pointing out that it is crucial and the funding is needed over the long term. I'll talk about it after this. It's what I enjoy most about this thing that I call my job, if you can call it a job. It has been so enjoyable over the years being out on farms and ranches of all size, producing all kinds of crops. And these days, there is a common denominator. I hear from so many of you how you operate under increasing pressure to find efficiencies wherever and whenever you can. Well, the folks at Mystic Lubricants want you to know they can help you by extending the life of your equipment and avoiding costly breakdowns with products like Mystic JT8 Super Heavy Duty Engine Oil, Mystic JT6 Grease, Mystic JT5 Universal Trans Hydraulic Fluid, products that maybe can take some of the pressure off your shoulders, whenever possible, producers. Find your local Mystic distributor or retailer at mysticlubes.com. It's spelled mysticlubes.com. What would happen if we had some kind of a terrible outbreak of disease in this country? We are not prepared, folks in the animal agriculture industry point out, for some kind of a disease in poultry or cattle or hogs. So that's why they are lobbying hard for the vaccine bank. And at a floor statement last week, the ranking member of the House Agriculture Committee, Colin Peterson, Democrat from Minnesota, said attention is indeed needed to protect the agriculture industry in the event of an animal disease outbreak. He noted that the House Farm Bill would provide $450 million in mandatory funding over 5 years for programs such as the National Animal Health Laboratory Network, the National Animal Disease Preparedness and Response Program, and the National Animal Vaccine Bank. The Senate provides an authorization for appropriations, but no mandatory funding, Congressman Peterson pointed out. He said conferees on a House bill need to insist on 10-year funding for the Animal Disease Preparedness and Response Program in order to provide the certainty that both farmers and consumers need. Peterson said while the appropriations committees deserve credit for providing some funding for these programs in their bills, animal health, as he put it, is not a short-term issue or an issue we should shortchange. Colin Peterson said the Department of Agriculture's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, as well as state officials and producers, need to know that adequate funding for these programs is going to be available for their work to pay off. I'll be back after this.